This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Officials from several western states are looking into the future of their water supplies because of the historic drought hitting almost the entire region. California State Senator Melissa Hurtado says although it may sound like something from a spy movie, officials need to upgrade their cyber infrastructure to help protect the state's shrinking water supplies.
Part of looking at the future of water is examining some of the weaknesses and vulnerabilities we face. We know and have a good understanding of how water shortages and drought make our state vulnerable. We haven't discussed how we're vulnerable from a cybersecurity perspective, for example. There have been reports that show that the number of attempted attacks on the cyber networks of our utilities has increased substantially.
Hurtado said cyber attacks on water infrastructure are becoming more common.
One of those attacks occurred last year and highlighted the risk our water and water treatment plants are facing. In this attack, the hackers targeted the chemical treatment of a drinking water plant in the Bay Area. Fortunately, staff at the plant noticed the increases and managed to reverse them before it was too late or caused any harm. A similar attack took place in Florida, and a third took place in New York. This time, though, the hackers infiltrated the cyber infrastructure of a dam.
The senator warned that hackers that get control of a state's water supply could cause serious damage up and down the pipeline. And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.